Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am ready.
Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. I am rusty. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but we'll see if we can get through today. Great show coming up for you with Bill Kerlick and Mark Porter from the Recruiting Trail. Everything you need to know about a invasion of Ohio over the weekend of tremendous prospects, and we will get to it. Mark is actually on the road looking at more prospects currently, so we will get to it. But first, of course, a word from our sponsor. Don't worry. It's not about your nards. Nothing says summer like the taste of a juicy, tender burger grilled to perfection. And nobody does burger perfection quite like Omaha Steaks. Right now, you can taste burger perfection for yourself with the Burger Perfection Flight. This exclusive package includes 20 of their mouthwatering steak burgers, four each of their pure ground filet mignon burgers, New York strip burgers, ribeye burgers, brisket burgers, and sirloin burgers. You'll get all of this deliciousness for just $79.99. And don't make me go into a diet champ about $40 at McDonald's for a family now, because this is cheap. That's 20 beefy, juicy steak burgers for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and order today. These are the kinds of burgers that can only come from Omaha Steaks. From the mild and tender filet mignon burger to the rich and buttery ribeye burger, every bite is backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99 when you shop omahasteaks.com. That's 20, I know what that means. That's 20 mouthwatering pure ground burgers for just $79.99. All right, let's hope the show goes better than me reading that ad. Back in form, the Dean, Bill Kerlick, Mark Porter, the Grand Poobah, in his car to prove to you that he hits the road early and often. I saw his schedule for today, and it looked overwhelming. So we will get to that. But, Bill, you have a story up there now about a weekend in Ohio where many visitors came from many places. Some came for Under Armour, some came to see Ohio State. Let's start with the Under Armour camp. And you probably want to start with a certain Cincinnati native on Ohio State's radar. If we could we attack the discussion today with who at this camp and who you guys have seen that you think have a shot at an Ohio State offer? Sure, we want to mention everyone. But the guys who are really gearing towards Ohio State, let's focus on them. William, take it.
Well, there were some guys, as you mentioned, Dan, there that already had Ohio State offers, most notably Justin Hill. The biggest disappointment, at least to me, was that, unfortunately, Damian Shanklin did not make it. I was really looking forward to seeing him in action there, but he was not able to make it. The other kind of disappointment was that Jonas Williams, the quarterback from Illinois, 2026, he did not make it. Was looking really looking forward to seeing him too. But as far as guys that maybe could earn an offer, one guy that kind of opened some eyes was Jake Cook, the offensive lineman from Westerville North. He had a really good day And we all know Ohio State's offensive line recruiting is a work in progress still. They only have one commitment on the offensive line. It's a great one, certainly, Carter Lowe from Toledo. But they need at least two more, maybe three, but two big ones would be great. So you never know. You know, Jake is right now committed to Louisville, but he did look good, very good. He won a MVP honor and all. So that was one. Victor Singleton is another guy that really looked good. He also won an MVP award. He is a 2026 defensive back, cornerback from Toledo, kid that grew up an Ohio State fan and really wants an Ohio State offer. He's got a number of Power Five offers, so he would be another one that I can see. He is going to camp at Ohio State and look to earn that offer this summer. So those would be two that I immediately think of. There was also some other kids there, of course, that have offers from Ohio State. Talon Taylor, the wide receiver from Illinois, who told me after the camp that he will be making an official visit to Ohio State the weekend of June 21st, certainly. Of course, Ohio State linebacker commitment from Akron Hoban was there, that being Eli Lee. He looked very good, and I really think he's going to be an outstanding player for Ohio State. So that's another one. But, you know, those are kind of some of the headliners. I also should mention Marquise Davis was there.
Mm.
I don't really consider him, at this point, an Ohio State guy. It's three schools right now for him. Michigan, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Those are the three right now. And unless something changes that I don't necessarily expect right now, you know, Marquise Davis would not be an Ohio State guy at this point. And Bo Jackson. Don't want to forget Bo Jackson. He didn't work out. He was there. And he is going to have his official visits out either this week or next week. And I fully expect Ohio State to be one of those official visits. I have Bo Jackson crystal ball to Ohio State, and I still like that pick. But he is planning to take his official visits. And, Mark, you may not like hearing this, but Bo is thinking running back all the way in college. I asked him point blank, you know, there's talk because you play so much on defense and so well on defense. Is defense at all in your mind for college? And Bo said, not really.
Your thoughts, Mark, on that and the weekend and what you're doing today, kind of get us. Everyone's impressed with your ability to drive, YouTube, answer questions. There's a little fear, and people may be expecting to hear the sound of sirens, but go ahead.
Yeah, a little anxiety for people watching me. My eyes dart around. The first thing I'll say
crashing cars either.
I was going to say, no yeah. Sirens.
I can talk to people in the car while I'm driving, so I should be able to talk on a podcast, right? What I'm trying to do right now is actually get to Maple Heights and hopefully give you guys a view of actually like what's going on. I'm going to try to podcast right from the stadium there so you can see the college coaches and the drills behind me and just get a preview of what today is. To back up a step, Bill mentioned Vic Singleton from Toledo Central Catholic as an MVP. It was literally 1 year ago today where I watched him work out as a freshman, and we raved about him. He had the college coaches last year wanting to offer him sight unseen just on how quick and how explosive he was. He would be my best bet to eventually be an Ohio State candidate for an offer. At corner, he's about as smooth and as fluid as it gets. What I'm doing today is, you know, the college showcase day. I've already been to Twinsburg High School and Solon High School to watch two workouts. Maple Heights is up in about 10 minutes. Straight from Maple Heights, I go to Glenville at 10:45. So we'll check on plenty of prospects there. They have some young guys I really want to see, some freshmen and sophomores. And then we're also going to Cleveland Heights today. So we're going to definitely probably have footage of this for you guys, Bucknutters, in the next couple podcasts. But the best of the best will be in that reel. And this is just a day where these workouts are only 45 minutes. Agility drills, some one-on-ones, and then the college coaches all hop in the caravan and on to the next school. So it's kind of it's 3 weeks of this. So my next couple podcasts could be from different stadiums, and I'm hoping one of these podcasts syncs up where I'm actually at an Ohio State prospects workout and we can kind of go live and show fans what that's like.
Yeah. Inaugural NEO or Northeast Ohio College Showcase, Solon, Twinsburg, Maple Heights, Glenville, Euclid, Shaker Heights, Cleveland Heights, and they will finish at Brush at 5:15 p.m. That's 6:45 a.m. till 5:15 p.m. for the coaches. Speaking of fast food, there will be some there, I'm sure. Your thoughts, so, Bill? Go ahead, Mark.
So hopefully, hopefully there's a Trey McNutt sighting. Hopefully we have a Marquise Davis sighting. You know, Sincere Johnson, the linebacker, Glenville is in Ohio State. You know, I think he's a top 20 player for 247 Sports, maybe even top 10. So there's going to be some meat on the bone today.
Very good stuff. Bill, also, before we start to get to a ton of these questions, Brian Hartline's attempt to juice his Hall of Fame status is incorporated in the recruitment of Dakorian Moore, one of the top receivers in the country, some think the top, committed to LSU out of Duncanville, Texas. He's been here multiple times, was back this weekend with some relatives. Your thoughts on this visit and how that fits into the big picture?
Well, it's a very good thing he made it back. He was going to play with his 7-on-7 team in the OT7 in Orlando. And he had told me, gosh, about a week and a half ago or so, his mom actually told me that when the visit to Ohio State the weekend of the spring game did not happen, they quickly got it rescheduled for April 27th. What they didn't realize is that the OT7 was then and that they were going to go to that. And his mom told me, we'll figure it out. Well, they did figure it out. They figured it out to the extent of Dakorian, or as he is called and known as Corey, did not participate in the OT7 in Orlando. He decided to go to Ohio State so his mom could see Ohio State instead of going and participating in that OT7. And that's a big deal. You know, these kids like to go to those big time events. It's important to them, but it was more important that his mom to him see Ohio State. So that is a big deal. It means there is absolutely legitimate interest in the part of Corey Moore in Ohio State. And it did go well. His mother was very impressed. She told me she liked what she saw. She went into it, wanting to know more about Ohio State, the university, and what it can do for her son rather than the football. And she came away liking what she heard. Now, the next step would be to get him on campus, back on campus again for an official visit. From talking to Dakorian's mom, I tend to think that will happen, but it's not a certainty at this point. Again, they're going to try to figure it out. They're working with Ohio State. Ohio State asked them while they were there, can we get an official visit set? And it's not set yet, but I tend to think that it will happen. So that would be the next big step. And things are moving along, but it's not going to be easy to get him away from LSU. He's been committed there. Texas is also working on him for that matter. But it's not going to happen unless he gets back for an official visit. And I tend to think, that they will get that set up.
I think we all think that, certainly.
And I see Mrs. Sanchez just weighed in with the same thoughts. We have to get him back. Thanks, D. We have to get him back for an OV. Exactly.
A little Texas twofer there would definitely be a good time. Some other stuff that's come up here. The transfer portal, Bill, am I right that it closes this evening?
Yep. This is the last day. It will be closed after midnight tonight.
So we will get into some of that. And here's one thing I did want to ask about. It seems like Oregon's getting in the mix and people are fearful of Oregon getting Trey McNutt and Justin Hill. Peyton Woodyard, a guy they recruited at one point in time, is transferring from Alabama. It looks like he may be going to Oregon. That's the vibe. How do you feel about the Ducks kind of invading? I know they just got the basketball transfer, Raheem Moss, Springfield native who played at Toledo, did not come to the Buckeyes. So what are your thoughts on that, generally speaking, as we go through here?
Very real threat. You talk about the NIL, and Ohio State has done a really good job with that this year. Oregon, they're not going to necessarily be outbid when it comes to NIL. They've got the money. So they are a real threat. And, we talk about, Ohio State's recruiting on the West Coast has improved, or it's been gone up a notch with schools on the West Coast because they're in the Big Ten now, and those schools are playing Ohio State, Michigan are playing Oregon and Washington, USC, UCLA. So it's a two-way street. While it's helped Ohio State recruiting, it's helped Oregon's recruiting here in Ohio and the Midwest. So it's something to be very much aware of. Justin Hill's got four schools, four official visits. Ohio State gets the first shot May 31st. Guess who gets the last shot? Oregon at the end of June. So in between, you've got Alabama and you've got USC. If you ask me to predict right now, I would go with Ohio State, but I think it's going to be a real battle, Ohio State and Oregon, with Oregon getting the last shot, but Ohio State gets the first shot.
Look at Mark on the campus of Maple Heights. This is live and in color, people. He will start to chat here in a little bit. Mark, I'm going to talk with Bill and read an ad before I come to you, okay? So I'm going to make it so you don't have to worry about the background noise.
Yeah, I'll be in a seat here in a second.
Okay, Bill, there was a great story by Tom Loy on the site. Naeem offered great update. And Tom Loy believes that in the long run, Ohio State will be able to keep Naeem Offord. And the general vibe is that with Nick Saban gone, they have a much better chance of holding on to a kid from Alabama. How do you feel about that?
I feel the same way. In fact, I read that story that Tom did, and as you mentioned, a great story on our site. He had talked to Naeem's coach, and that coach told him the same thing, basically, that he told me several weeks ago, that Naeem loves Ohio State, and he, unless something drastic changes, he's going to be a Buckeye. So it was good to get reaffirmed what that coach told me weeks and weeks ago, the same type of thing. I still like Ohio State there. It is recruiting, so you never know, but I still like it. Naeem has a great relationship with Tim Walton, and that I don't think is going to change.
All right, let me read this ad here, and then we'll get on with the rest of the show, including the Grand Poobah on location. You can't see the paparazzi because he doesn't like to film that, but he's surrounded. You can trust me on that. Hold on a sec, Mark. Nuts.com, and I don't mean what you think. I've told you guys about this before. I have it in my pantry as we speak. Whether you're someone who's always on the go and in need of snacks to fuel your day or simply enjoy having a plethora of snack options within arm's reach for those nights on the couch, Nuts.com is your ultimate snacking destination. If you're a snacker and haven't heard of Nuts.com, listen up. Of course, they have an amazing variety of nuts, but that's not all. There are over 50 varieties of trail mix, tons of flavored popcorn choices, energy squares, fruit leather, and so much more. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruit, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection means there is something for everybody. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/bucknuts. So go check out all of the delicious options at nuts.com/bucknuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/bucknuts. All right. I am in real time. I have the college football transfer portal open here. And so I'm not going to get burned and say another name off Twitter again. Okay. Nice try, whoever was trying to do that. But let's shift to my guy, the Grand Poobah, and hear what he has to say. Mark, take it away.
Okay, so basically I'm in shouting distance of the Purdue coaches, the Akron coaches, the Toledo coaches, and they're just getting back to drills, and they're going to start doing these agility drills behind me. I held up the sheet I got in when I walked in. It has all the players' name. It's like the code to this whole camp here. And so for the next 45 minutes, I'll try to find the youngest, best players here, make sure I get their info. And Kendall Brown is the cornerback I'm here to see. He's probably the top prospect at Maple Heights, has a couple BCS offers already. So being a young guy, he'll be someone that'll be at the Ohio State camp this summer. I'm sorry if the music here is loud in the background. They got the speakers blaring.
I wish it is Maple Heights, home of one of my great friends, their basketball coach, Anthony Burns, who has redone that program and gotten them to be a real contender. So shout out. He probably won't be there today. But
Shaq Washington's the head coach here. People may remember him. He won a state championship here. Yeah. He was the definition of electric back in the day. He was the first like little joystick player he's awesome. So this is his home turf. And there will be other players here that I find that are freshmen and sophomores that are coming up, but Kendall Brown is the name to know.
And I will tell you this, you love to see guys who were the stars go back to coach their high school teams. Every little bit to get the, if anyone knows anything about public school football, how you recruit your building is the number one deal. So having a star there to get some guys in is a good move.
Speaking of that, Dan, at the Under Armour on Sunday, Duran Grant, he is now, if people don't know, he is the head coach at Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. He got the job in December. I talked to Duran walked up to me and said, "Do you remember me?" I said, "Of course I remember you. I recognize you. Talked to you many, many, many times during the recruiting process." Duran Grant is the head coach at Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. He is going into a program his first year where he only has five starters back, but he's very confident that give him a couple years, 2 years maybe, that he's going to have the program where it needs to be. Of course, his big rival happens to be Akron Holborn, so that's some uphill sledding. But I think, you know, Duran, he'll get the job done there. He was a great one for Ohio State, and he'll do a great job for Akron St. V.
Mark, do people want to know if you're wearing contacts?
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.
Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Yo, what's up, Lollapalooza?
It was meant to be a farewell concert, but it changed the music industry forever.
We gotta do it again.
And launched the careers of countless artists.
We had all been underground bands, but that was changing.
All while giving the mainstream the middle finger.
That's entertainment.
Don't miss this three-part docuseries that was 30 years in the making. Lala, the story of Lollapalooza. New docuseries now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
He's not going to answer that. Mark, you know what? We'll let Mark go here. Mark, I'm going to let you go to work.
That was the Ball State coaches. We're talking about a couple players. I had to make sure that was muted in case he gave away any secrets that the Ball State Cardinals were.
That's funny.
Yeah. I was like, this is a high level operation here. I can't give away company secrets.
Okay, Mark, I'm going to let you go, brother. We'll have some great stuff up from him. And like I said, he'll be making more stops today than the mailman. So we appreciate the effort.
Yep. Thanks.
All right, that was live and in person. That's pretty funny that I thought I had screwed up the audio and he was muting it so we could exchange.
You're not going to get this on scene stuff like this anywhere else.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Those were like I said, they're going to get to see some cool players today, and he'll bring us a bunch of stuff. So, all right. Do you expect Ohio State to make a move for any transfers? They've been real quiet. I don't think they're going to. I'm going to refresh the portal here. I don't think you're going to have any more today, obviously. Not a lie. I just hit refresh. Enoch Vamahi has entered the transfer portal. That happened in the last 30 seconds. Not on Twitter. I'm looking at it right here in the portal updates. Enoch Vamahi transferred in the last minute officially. So, not going to say Enoch, we appreciate his time here. Probably didn't materialize as the starter that anyone would have hoped, but you never know. So
couple things there. that means that there is another offensive line slot open. I have said that don't be surprised if Ohio State only takes three offensive linemen in this class, because numbers wise they're okay, but when you look at the total numbers, they didn't have room. Well, now they've got a little more room in two ways. They've got the punter going to be on scholarship from Australia. They were going to be at 85 with him, according to Steve Hellwagon's numbers. But two more guys have gone in the portal. As you mentioned, Enoch went in the portal, and then they had one the other day go in the portal. So now they've got a little bit of wiggle room there for an extra offensive lineman, possibly. So with Enoch going in, they're no longer at, I think they were at 17 offensive linemen on scholarship, I believe, and the usual number is 16 to 18. Well, now I think they're down to 16 offensive linemen. So I think if they can get him, that increases the number to maybe taking four offensive linemen in this class as a more likely possibility.
But would you agree with me, though, that if they're going, I realize it's become it's become a thing now. Everyone wants an offensive lineman. You agree with me, though, you don't expect one to join the team before the close of the portal the other day, do you?
Oh, no, I would be. Yeah, I'd be very surprised if all of a sudden I find out today that an offensive lineman is announcing he's transferring to Ohio State. That would surprise me, but. Again, it's recruiting. You never know.
Thank you to Paul Pickock. He's right. Yes, it was Jihad Carter, the safety who transferred from Syracuse last year.
Correct.
And if you're a safety and Caleb Downs comes to your team and you play the same position, you should check out the portal if you want to start. I saw a preview of next year's draft, and they talked about the safety position and said that Caleb Downs is a top 10 prospect at some point. So we shall see. All right, Bill, some other questions up here, mostly on the Cruton. Let's see. Sincere Johnson, your vibes.
Well, yeah, I've seen him in person a number of times. Right now, he does not have an Ohio State offer. He is going to camp at Ohio State. And by the way, he's only a 2026 guy, so he's got time. He's going to camp at Ohio State this summer, and he's going to look to earn an offer. Hopefully he can earn an offer for Ohio State. Ohio State is looking at him as an edge guy, possibly a jack guy, something between a linebacker and a defensive end edge guy. And he's the guy that would like an offer from Ohio State. And if you anybody that doesn't know, his older brother, Freddie, who I liked last year, he's an offensive tackle for Cleveland Glenville. He signed with Kentucky. So I think Kentucky will be certainly involved there too.
All right, Bill, let's finish with this. The coach on the staff that obviously has taken the most guff is Justin Fry because of the offensive line recruiting. But then I look at the last three offers they made. I think two in Georgia and one in Texas, or two in Texas and one in Georgia. And I'm thinking to myself, he's not aiming lower. I mean, if you're going to try and go into Texas and Georgia to get offensive linemen, they're still aiming high, Bill. So where are we at with this?
Yeah. And they've still got some high level guys as possibilities. Obviously David Sanders Jr. That's going to be a tough one, but it's not out of the question. Going to be tough though. Douglas Utu from Bishop Gorman High School. I fully look for him to make an official visit to Ohio State. If they could somehow come away with one of those two, I think you got to be very happy. But they're definitely in there for those two guys. There was a rumor going around that Josh Petty from Georgia was going to be at Ohio State this past weekend. I had to, you know, mentioned that he on a thread on our board, I mentioned that he's not here this weekend. He's not visiting. That rumor is not correct, but I think he is going to, my guess right now is that he will get to Ohio State for a visit. He is another high level guy that they certainly are interested in. So there are some high level guys out there that could still end up at Ohio State, But just in case, you know, there's other guys that they're still recruiting. Certainly one of them, Joshua Blackston from Maryland, is a guy to keep in mind that they're going after. Stargell, they just offered a kid from Georgia, Stargell, and they just offered another kid that's even, you know, is a high-level type kid that so as you mentioned, you know, they're not shooting necessarily low, but they are keeping other options open that are a step below the grade that we're talking about here.
I lied, Bill. I want you to finish with this. John
Lamont Rogers, by the way, Keith, that's another name. Justin Fry went to see Lamont Rogers. In fact, I had that as it was happening. I had that on our site. I had been told, hey, I got a text that Justin Fry is at our practice right now down here in Mesquite, Texas, Horn High School. And he was there to see Lamont Rogers. Lamont Rogers is going to visit Ohio State this coming weekend. And if all goes well, he will schedule an official visit to Ohio State. That's going to be a tough one, too. He's more likely to go elsewhere. He's a Texas kid. But that's another kid to keep in mind.
All right, Bill, very quickly on Jake Cook and the weekend he had.
Well, again, like I said at the beginning, he was good. He really looked physically a lot better than I've ever seen him look. He performed very well. You know, will Ohio State look to get back in on him? He's committed to Louisville. Will they look to get back in on him? If they do, I feel like he's going to listen. I don't know if they will or not, but he did look good on Sunday.
Bill, with the name Justin Fry coming up and the Rogers coming up, I have to admit that I thought of you this weekend during the NFL draft. In the seventh round, Dallas's last pick, as you, I'm a long-suffering Cowboys fan, I saw the name coming up, Justin Rogers. And I thought to myself, when this guy loved being recruited. Do you remember him, Bill, out of Detroit, Cass Tech? He was an interior lineman, and I know he was just – I remember asking you questions about him during recruiting. You're like, this guy loves to be recruited. Ah. And of course, the Cowboys picked him in the seventh round. So, Justin Rogers, we are finally connected, brother. Thankful for that. And thankful to have the Dean. Thankful to have the Grand Poobah. We will have more stuff coming later in the week. Obviously, Mark is on the road, and we'll have some great stuff from today. Keep it locked in. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
It only takes 2 minutes of sheer horror.
A new Paramount Plus original docuseries.
We were dealing with a serial killer preying on elderly women.
A cold-blooded killer hidden in plain sight.
He's suffocating people with pillows.
Leaving corpses all over Texas.
How did it happen?
I was responsible for her. The guilt is immeasurable.
They covered it up.
Pillowcase Murders, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.